Now, this is something, hopefully it'll be interesting to you. I'm not trying to bore you in any way, but there's more in the Bible than you can possibly imagine. As you can tell by the screen, there is a biblical way to look at the stars in the sky. I'll show you what I mean. Psalm 19, in Psalm 19, in verse number 1, the Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God." Declare, to detail. The heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament. Now, the firmament, all that word means is basically outer space, anywhere there's space. That's a firmament. You'll get that definition from Genesis chapter 1. And God made the firmament. He divided the firmament and all that kind of stuff. "The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth forth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech." So the daytime speaks to us. "Night unto night showeth knowledge." The nighttime gives us knowledge. "There is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through the earth. Their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun." Y'all know, we realize the sun is in the center. And that thing, everything else, the whole solar system rotates around that sun. "Which is the bridegroom coming out of his chamber rejoices at a strong man to run a race." The heavens declare the glory of God. Now, here's what we're going to talk about, hopefully, maybe tonight, maybe next Wednesday night, we'll finish it up and then start something else. What we're going to look at, now what I passed out, you're saying, well, it's Capricorn or Aries and all these zodiac signs. I thought, preacher, that was devil worship. I thought you wasn't supposed to. Now, y'all realize the devil messes up everything God does. God has put those stars to tell a story. And then the devil messes that up and says, okay, you make that, instead of you making that about God, you make it about you. So I have a certain sign, and I can't date somebody that's of another sign because we won't get along. And if I read my horoscope, going to tell me that I'm going to run into some tall, dark, and handsome at the grocery store tomorrow. They're going to have a lot of money. That's the devil's way, because it makes it all about you. My birthday is a Capricorn, and that's why my attitude is the way my attitude is, and my character is because I was born in that month, and I can't help it because that's my horoscope and that's my sign. That's a bunch of baloney. Your character is based upon, number one, your parents raising you, right? And then the Bible, after you get 18. Anyway. There is a biblical way to look at this, and I'm going to show you that tonight. The heavens declare the glory of God. So obviously it tells us a story. Now, let me show you something else. Isaiah 40 and verse 26. "Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things? Hath bringeth out their host by number," the host of heaven by number. "He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth." He calleth everything that he created, he's got a name for it out there. Have you ever thought about this? I've shared this before, I've said things in passing. But did you know God wants us to look up, lift up your eyes on high? God wants us to look up. God wants us to see what's out there. God wants to see us to see the story that's written in the heavens. What the devil has done is got us looking down. We can't lift up because we can't even sit at the dinner table without you know. The devil has iPhone. Now look, I love technology. Matter of fact, the way I'm switching this screen, Dalton's not here tonight, the way I'm doing all this stuff is by technology. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's nothing wrong also with just putting it down sometime, going outside when it's a clear, dark night, and just see what the heavens might tell you. So what in the world are you talking about? Well, as you well know, there are 12 constellations out there. Now, you may be thinking, well, I was born in such and such month and this, that, and the other and all of that kind of thing. And you may be, and that's all well and good. There's 12 constellations that team up with the 12 months in a year. All those things rotate around the sun, and every year that thing makes a complete circle, and, you know, there we go in science class. Now, let's see what happens in Genesis chapter number 1. Watch this. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven, the space of the heaven, the firmament of the heaven, to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, which is the sun. And the lesser light to rule the night, which is the moon. And he made the stars also. Now, he does all of this creation, and then he just what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words, he made the stars also. And after I show you what I'm going to show you tonight, how complicated all of that stuff out there, God, as big as he is, he just gives it 5 words, I made the stars also, and made them tell a story. Now, you say, well, how, you know, all this, are the constellations in the Bible? All right, watch this. Job is the oldest book in the Bible. Job was written before Genesis. Okay? Now, Job said this. The waters, in Job 38, it's on the screen for you, the waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Now, I can tell you a bunch of stuff about that. The face of the deep is frozen. So on the top side, right before you get to heaven, the top side of that thing is frozen. Frozen. Revelation chapter number 4 says right before you get to the throne of God, there is a sea of, anybody know? Sea of glass. Top of it's frozen, deep water. What's the deep? Water. Top of it's frozen. And when you get right before you get to heaven, there's a sea of glass before you get to the throne. All that's in the Bible. Look at the next verse. Job says, canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades? You know what Pleiades is? That's a constellation out there. How did Job know there was one? Or loose the bands of Orion? How did Job know? Written before Genesis, how did Job know Pleiades is out there and Orion is out there? Canst thou bring forth Maseroth? Maseroth, Hebrew word, Maseroth constellations in this season? Or canst thou guide Arcturus with his sons? All constellations. How did Job know those constellations are out there? You say, preacher, I just don't know. Well, I can tell you this. Go back to ancient Rome, ancient Greece, Egypt, Persia, Babylon. It doesn't matter which culture, which nation you go to. Babylon, Greek, Persia, Rome, Egypt, wherever you go and study their history. All of them have 12 constellations and they're all the same. How did they figure that out? Why? Because the heavens declare the glory of God. You ever heard this? You ever heard this? Well, preacher, what about somebody on the backside of nowhere? They ain't got a Bible. They've never heard about God and all that kind of stuff. Well, let me remind you, Job didn't have a Bible either. Job didn't have a Bible. And he said, Job didn't have one of these. So at night, Job studied the stars and figured out there's Pleiades I'll tell you what that means in a minute. Orion, Arcturus, all the Maseroth. How do you know that? Well, I'll tell you. In Romans chapter 1, for the wrath of God is revealed from where? Heaven. Against all ungodliness, unrighteous men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. Where's God showed it unto them at? For the invisible things of Him from the what? Creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that what? Everybody in this whole world is without excuse, because the heavens declare the glory of God, and they'll tell you the story of Christ, whether you've got a Bible or not. I'll show you what I mean. Now, let me say this. If you were to look in the modern zodiac, what they call the modern zodiac, I think it starts with, they start it with Aries. And it goes to, Capricorn. And if you look in the newspaper, you follow your horoscope, which I hope you don't, but they'll start with Capricorn because that's January, and it goes all the way to Sagittarius, I guess. The Bible starts with Virgo, the Virgin. You know what the last constellation is? Leo, the Lion. Starts with a Virgin. Jesus. I know y'all look like you're in science class, but there's more in the Bible than what you can imagine. The heavens do declare the glory of God, and it shows forth His handiwork. It tells the story of God. The things of Christ are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made, so that they are without excuse. Now, Virgo. Let's see. Virgo. Let's check out Virgo. Virgo is a sign that pictures a woman. And this woman... Let me explain to you something about the constellation. If you don't already know this, there's 12 main constellations. Virgo is one. But around Virgo, there are three or four sub-constellations around it. So there makes 48 total constellations out there in the middle of the sky that are telling a story. Virgo is the name, Virgin. Hebrew, Latin, Aramaic, don't make any difference. Virgo means the Virgin. And out to the side is a sub-constellation, this coma, and it's a woman bouncing a kid up on her knee. So this woman has had a baby. This Virgin woman has had a baby. She's over there bouncing him up on her knee. Now look at this woman. She's got a branch in one hand and a cornstalk in the other. Now, y'all are thinking, what in the world? Now, obviously, if you were to go outside, it's not dark outside yet, but if you were to go outside, you're not going to get it in color like I got it for you tonight, okay? It's going to look more like this. There's the Virgin. And there she is. Of course, they got all the stars lined up. Y'all remember playing Connect the Dots, you know, when you was in school? Well, that's what they do. Connect the Dots. Oh, that looks like a woman. And they call her Virgo, the Virgin. And out to the side of her, in the same constellation, is this woman bouncing this kid up on her knee. Now, you say, where in the world does that come from? Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a... The sign in the heaven, I'm going to give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel. And that's something. Now, you're saying, okay, preacher, explain the branch. Glad you asked. Zechariah 3 and verse 8. Hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at, for behold, I will bring forth my servant thee. Is branch all capitalized? Meaning that's talking about a person. the branch. You say, okay, you got the branch. What about the cornstalk? John 12:24. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the corn of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abideth alone. If it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. This woman, this virgin, says, I'm going to bring forth a branch. And he's going to fall in the ground and die. Have y'all got time for me to show you something else? All right, watch this. This is extra. This is extra. You don't even have to pay for this. You don't even have to pay for this. I don't know. Y'all can't see that, can you? I know you can see the outline. The outline of the woman. I thought I had a better. Let me see if I got a. This is live radio, ladies and gentlemen. I thought I got a better picture of that, Johnny. Let me see. Hang on. Frankie messed me up here. Let's see. Y'all see that better? All right. So y'all see, that's the way the constellation looks right there. Or y'all see the woman there? Or you did? All right. Now, turn to, well, you ain't got to turn to it because I got it on the, all right. Y'all see the sun at her head, moon at her feet. There's 12. Y'all see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12 stars above her head. Y'all see that? Sun, moon at her feet. Revelation 12. And there appeared a great wonder where? A woman clothed with the... Where's the sun at? Okay. And the moon under her... And upon her head, a crown of 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Now, y'all not as interested as this I am. Now, wait. Revelation 12, and the next verse says, and she being with, travailed in birth in pain to be delivered. That is a sign in the heavens. You don't even have to have a Bible for that to see that. Now, I'll show you this. Well, I really ain't got time. Y'all see Jupiter right there? I think it's around September, somewhere along in September. Jupiter, the way the thing starts rotating, Jupiter is right in the center of that woman's stomach. For 9 months. Go home, look it up. I did my homework. Now, y'all, okay, let me throw this one at you. Now, do y'all remember me telling you, this is back, maybe not this past Christmas, but we were in the other building and we did a big ordeal about when Jesus was born. And I told y'all he probably wasn't born December 25th because the shepherds are not out watching their sheep by night in December. Didn't make a big old deal about it. Just showed you a little Bible study on a Wednesday night. Do you know the month? Y'all remember the month I told you? September. Miss Cindy was listening. Hallelujah. You get the prize tonight. You know, Virgo is between August the 22nd through September the 23rd. When this woman... y'all stick to the Discovery Channel. That's where you'll get... If you want to know the Bible, you come here on a Wednesday night. If you don't care nothing about it, just listen to the Discovery Channel and they'll tell you something that they've made up and it's not in the Bible. They'll tell you the earth is flat. All right, let's move. We got to get 12 of these in or we're going to have to stretch this thing out for another night. All right, guess what? Woman. Now, if you're looking up in the sky, and you don't even have a Bible, there's a virgin. She's going to bring forth a branch. and he's going to die. A corn of wheat's going to fall in the ground and die and abide alone. If he die, he'll bring forth much fruit. Now, the next one is, does anybody remember Libra? Libra is a scales that's unbalanced. Scales that are unbalanced. So what was it, Daniel over there, Daniel 5, over there in Daniel 5, where the king, they were throwing a big party, and a big hand come in and wrote, many, tickle your fortis, which means you've been weighed in the balance and found wanting. This virgin, the reason this virgin had to bring forth a man-child is because all have sinned and come short, unbalanced. Sin has unbalanced. And so he has to come into the world. Now, remember I told you all constellations, they have little sub-constellations around them. All right, watch this Libra. Libra, you've got a sacrifice. There's an unbalanced scale. That's the reason you've got a sacrifice. A lamb who goes to the... That constellation is called the Crux. C-R-U-X means the cross. The lamb has to go to the cross before he can be crowned. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. Now there's another, maybe that might be a little clearer, but you see the dots. You say, what in the world's them dots? Well, the dots are the actual stars, and they connect the dots, and that's how they come up with all of this stuff. All right? The scales, that's what Libra means, the scales. It's the law, justice, all that kind of stuff. That's the reason he had to come. Oh, you're fixing to love this one. Get ready to throw us... Never mind. Because Douglas will do it. The next one is Scorpio. Scorpio. In Revelation chapter number... Revelation, somewhere, can't remember, can't call it off the top of my head. Revelation, you remember? Hell opens up, and them scorpions come up, start stinging people. Scorpion pictures the devil, the sting of death. You with me? All right, remember I told you, constellations always have these other constellations around them. Y'all fixing to love this. The other constellations around... Y'all see this scorpion down here? That's the devil. But there's a warrior. And he's got his one foot on his... Y'all didn't know all that's in your Bible. That warrior has got one foot on his head. Now, I have to show you this clearer picture, and I'll show you this. Now, wait. Let me read the verse first. Genesis 3:15. I'm just getting so excited. And I will put enmity, that's enemy, enmity between thee. God's talking to Satan in the garden. Remember when all this whole thing started? I will put enmity between thee, Satan, and the woman. And between thy seed, Satan's seed, and her seed, the woman. It, the woman's seed, is going to bruise thy head. And thou, Satan, scorpion, you're going to bruise Christ's heel. There he is. He got one foot on a scorpion, and the scorpion is fixing to sting the other foot. Y'all see that? Genesis 3:15. The heavens will tell the story, and you don't even need a Bible for it. Or am I just overlooking something? He's got one foot on the scorpion's head, and this other stinger over here is headed for his foot. Genesis 3:15, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel, nipping at his heel. And that is Scorpio. All right, then the next one. Y'all ready? Hallelujah. This next one is Sagittarius. Sagittarius means the archer. He shoots an arrow straight up in the air. In Acts chapter number 1, there was angels there. Two men standing said, why stand ye gazing up into heaven, this same Jesus will come in like manner, just as you've seen him go. That's the ascension. You say, I don't know. Okay. Y'all see the other constellations around Sagittarius? Up there is a harp. Looks like this one. When he ascended into heaven, there was rejoicing in heaven. And then right there, there's an altar right there that's tipped over. The altar's turned over. Y'all see it right there? It's turned over. What does Jesus do when he ascends into heaven? He just died on the cross. He takes the blood of the mercy seat back into heaven and he puts it on the altar in heaven. That altar tips over. Hebrews 9, 10, and 11. And that blood is poured out upon this earth. And the heavens rejoice. That's Sagittarius. And then, the next one. Well, we're moving pretty good. Has everybody got it so far? The next one is me, Capricorn. I read my horoscope every day. Find out if I need to get out of bed or not. If y'all believe that. Capricorn. Capricorn means a wounded goat. The first part of that is it's half goat, a wounded goat, and its tail is a fish. A wounded goat is the sacrifice, and the fish, anytime in the Bible, when you see fish in the Bible, it talks about a multitude. So from the sacrifice is born a multitude of fishes. I'm going to say it again. From the sacrifice is born a multitude of fishes. I think the Bible says something. Jesus told him, says, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. Well, let's go to Aquarius. Aquarius. Now, the heavens declare the glory of God. And it tells you the story of Christ, starting with the virgin, all the way to the end. And we're trying to get there. The Aquarius. The water of life poured out. Y'all see him pouring out water of life. And from the water of life comes a multitude. In turn, gives the water to others. We have a man pouring out water. John chapter 4. Jesus told the woman at the well, if you'll drink this water, you shall never thirst again. Then he said in John 7, he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The water of life poured out. John 4. You say, preacher, boy. Now watch. Y'all see? Now that's a more realistic view. If you were to look out into the heavens, that's how all the dots connect. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, preacher, now you're stretching a little bit. Now, what aggravates me is when the preacher says something. They say, I think the preacher was stretching it. But then you go home and whatever the TV tells you on the Science Channel, you believe without checking it out. Now, I got Bible. Okay, you ready? Y'all see the man pouring out water? Numbers 24, verse 7. He shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters. And his king shall be higher than Agai, and his kingdom shall be exalted. He shall pour the water out of his buckets. Numbers 24, verse 7. What did Jesus do to five loaves and two fishes? He took two fishes and multiplied and fed 5,000. Poured out. All right. Then we got, Pisces? Pisces. Now watch. Y'all not ready. Oh, I didn't punch it yet. Pisces. Y'all ready? You got one fish going up. Now remember, fish represents multitude. there's a multitude going up. And y'all see one multitude going up, and there's one multitude just going to go on through the tribulation. One multitude of fish is going up. Well, maybe you have to look over here to get these other constellations first. Y'all see right above the fish going up, you see a woman in bondage. That fish that goes through the tribulation period is the nation of Israel, which is in bondage. In bondage to the Antichrist. The church, the multitude of the church goes up. The multitude of Jews are left behind to go through the tribulation. They're in bondage. And there's a king up there. There's a king up there sitting on his throne. And right at his foot is what they call the North Star. The furthest star that is known to man, the North Star, is under his feet. Ephesians 1:22, and hath put all things... Well, hallelujah. Under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Hebrews 2:8, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Ain't that something? Now you say, who put that up there? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. The king got everything under his feet. All right, let's see what's next. I think it's Aries. Oh, you'll love this one. Aries. Is that right? Aries. Right there in the middle. Aries is a ram. A ram. Right in the middle. Aries means ram. Y'all remember in Genesis 22, there's a ram caught in a thicket. And God says God will provide himself a lamb right there in the middle. Then you've got a warrior over here with a sword. And then that woman that was on the tribulation period that was chained up, now she's loosed, set free. Y'all, and y'all see the dragon underneath, right? You say, all right, preacher. Y'all ready? Bible. Revelation 12:7. And there was war. Where? Michael and his angels fought against. Michael and his. Fought against the devil. Oh, me. And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Y'all see that? Stay in your seat, don't get excited. But that's coming to a city near you. War in heaven. That's about middle ways through the tribulation period. Michael fighting the dragon. All right, let's see what's next. What's next? Taurus. Taurus. Is what they call the bull, the invincible ruler coming. There is a bull. Y'all see that bull? It looks more like a goat to me with the long horns. They call it the bull. Now, I guess that's because of what the word Taurus means. But he's got his, anytime a bull comes at you and he lowers his head, there's war coming. There's judgment coming. And so then you've got Orion. Now, Orion, Job wrote about that. Job 38, remember? Orion. Orion means the seven sisters. In the book of Revelation, there are seven churches, tribulational churches. Seven churches that the bull is going to come and avenge. The church, the seven churches in the tribulation, there's a lion. You can't tell this. I don't have a clearer picture of it. But Orion has this lion by the mange. You say, well, who's the lion? This lion, the Bible says, Peter told us this, he said, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That lion has been tracing after the nation of Israel, those seven tribulational churches all through the tribulation period, and coming toward the end, the church has him by the mange, and the bull is coming to give judgment. And there's your Taurus. Then you got Gemini. Gemini is the two twins. Gemini, two twins. You say, look, one of them looks like a prince and one of them looks like a warrior. Well, it's two, but it's actually the same person. And that's the twofold nature of Christ. They're twins. Jesus Christ was the Son of Man and the Son of God. He was 100% human, but 100% God in the same body. Twins. The two nature, the twofold nature of Christ. That's why he was human. He had to fall, he got sleepy and would fall asleep. But as God, he could raise the dead. Same, the twins, the twofold nature of Christ tells you a story. And then two more. Boy, it's seven. Look, I could slow down. I got plenty of time. The next one is cancer. Now, cancer is not like what you're talking about or what you're thinking about, the disease cancer. But cancer, the word means, now y'all get ready. Get ready. One who holds and won't let go. Y'all see the crab. That's why they're typified by the crab. When they pinch, he won't let go. Now you say, well, there's Leo over there. Well, he's next. But there's the actual, all the stars, and they connect all the dots, and it looks like a crab. And you say, preacher, crab. It means he holds and won't let go. John 10:28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And then the last one, we started out with the virgin, and we end with Leo. He said, where's that in the Bible? Revelation 5:5. One of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. In Revelation 19, matter of fact, Virgo starts off in Matthew. Matthew gives you the birth, the virgin. Luke gives you the birth, the virgin. Shall conceive, bear a son, so on and so forth. That's Matthew. You go all the way to the book of Revelation. Revelation 19 and verse number 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he the judge make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. His name was called The Word of God. And the armies which followed them on white horses, that's us. He's coming back, and guess what? They're going to crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. It starts out with Virgo, the virgin, and it ends with Leo, the lion. What am I trying to tell you tonight? The heavens tell you a story. When God created the stars and he named them all, gave them all names. I just gave you their names. They tell a story that's in your Bible. From the virgin all the way to the Lion of the tribe of Judah. From Matthew all the way to the book of Revelation. And somebody ought to say, amen. Amen.